WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Rise High Daily. 5 Min Mindset Moves. Today, we're diving into something super important: embracing imperfection and letting go of guilt. Ever feel like you're constantly striving for this impossible perfect version of yourself? You know that feeling when you trip over your own feet and suddenly you're replaying the whole embarrassing moment in your head 100 times. Or maybe you make a mistake at work, and it feels like the weight of the world is crushing down on you. Well, guess what? You're not alone. In a world obsessed with highlights and filtered realities, it's easy to get caught up in this chase for perfection that often leaves us feeling stressed, inadequate, and downright guilty. But here's the thing: true success and happiness don't come from being flawless. They come from embracing our imperfections, learning from our mistakes, and giving ourselves a little grace along the way. So how do we actually do this? How do we shift from that constant striving for perfection to a place of self-acceptance and freedom? Well, let's break it down into 5 key mindset moves. First up, redefine what perfect even means. Think about it: is perfection really about never making mistakes or always getting things right? Or is it more about showing up authentically, doing your best, and constantly striving to grow? Perfection can be a moving target, a constantly shifting ideal that's impossible to grasp. By redefining what it means to us personally, we can set ourselves up for success rather than disappointment. Next, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend who's struggling. Imagine your inner critic whispering those negative messages. Now imagine turning around and offering yourself words of encouragement and support. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Learning to be kind to ourselves in those moments is crucial for building resilience and moving forward. Third, focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate the small wins, acknowledge your efforts, and appreciate how far you've come. Instead of fixating on what you haven't achieved yet, shift your attention to the positive steps you're taking each day. Remember, every step forward is a victory worth celebrating. Fourth, let go of guilt. Holding on to past mistakes or regrets only weighs us down. Guilt can paralyze us and prevent us from moving forward. Practice forgiveness. Forgive yourself for past blunders and extend that same grace to others who have hurt you. By letting go of guilt, we create space for growth, healing, and new beginnings. And finally, remember, your worth is not determined by your achievements or mistakes. You are inherently valuable simply because you exist. This isn't about ignoring responsibility or excusing harmful behavior. It's about recognizing your inherent worthiness regardless of your successes or failures. Let me give you a real-world example. Remember that time you were preparing for a big presentation and everything seemed to go wrong? Maybe the slides crashed, you forgot a key point, or your voice cracked during your speech. In that moment, did you feel like a complete failure? Probably. You might have replayed those moments over and over in your head, drowning yourself in guilt and self-criticism. But what if, instead of dwelling on the missteps, you focused on the courage it took to step up and deliver that presentation in the first place? What if you acknowledge the parts that went well, even amidst the chaos? Shifting your perspective can make all the difference. So, remember, embracing imperfection isn't about being complacent or settling for mediocrity. It's about letting go of unrealistic expectations, cultivating self-compassion, and celebrating the messy, beautiful journey of being human. Ready to embrace your imperfections and let go of guilt? Start by acknowledging those critical thoughts in your head. Then, challenge them with positive affirmations. Remind yourself that you are worthy, capable, and deserving of love and happiness just as you are. Remember, progress over perfection. One step at a time. And before we wrap up, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on embracing imperfection in the comments below. What challenges do you face? What strategies have helped you let go of guilt? Let's create a supportive community where we can learn and grow together. Thanks for joining me today, and remember, rise higher every day.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.